Hi, today we're here with Grant Harrington, who's founder of Ampersand. How are you today, Grant?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
Good stuff. Yeah, we're all good. Thank you. All good. So, welcome to the Business Spotlight. It's great to have you on board and thank you for sparing your time to talk to us about your journey. So, it'd be great if you could just do a bit of an introduction to share with us, what it is that you do, what your services or your business are, and what the business offers.
Yeah, no, firstly, thanks very much for having me. Ampersand is dedicated to crafting the very best tasting and highest quality butter. We specialize in producing butter with exceptional flavor and quality, using traditional techniques and sustainable sourcing practices. Our mission is to showcase the deliciousness of properly crafted goods and create an obsession for the best tasting butter.
That sounds really, really cool. Yeah, I read on your website you serve quite a few Michelin style restaurants and
Yeah, so far we've covered over 65 Michelin star restaurants, I
wow.
think.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So what got you into it? What got you started in A, the world of entrepreneurialism and starting the business, and what got you into butter?
No, so it's around 10 years ago now. I used to be a chef, so I did quite a few years for Gordon Ramsay. Definitely learned work ethic through him. So we were doing 17-hour days, 8 till 1 a.m. And I think I've now realized my main skill time is between 6 p.m. and 1 a.m. because of those intense chefing hours. So I went from Ramsay, London, to work in a very remote restaurant in Sweden, which at the time was 14th best in the world, serving some amazing courses. We did I think over 30 different courses, but the best one that kept coming back into my head was the bread and butter course. And it was made on a small local dairy farm, made in a very unique Scandinavian way. And I was kind of light bulb moment. I was like, I really need to learn this recipe. At the same time, my brother was marrying into a dairy farm in North Oxfordshire, so thought, why not do all the food for the wedding and make the butter? It went down really, really well. They said, why don't you stay here and continue making butter? At the wedding was the ex-CEO of Tata Beverages and Tetley Tea, and he was like, if you ever need any business mentorship, just let me know. And so from that was kind of, I just was like, let's go to it. Had my customer base of ex chefs and chefs. Said, would you try my butter in your restaurant? And straight away it went from ended up being from year one was targeting one Michelin star restaurant, and we hit three. And yeah, in the third year we were over 10 Michelin stars. So it was kind of covering that fine dining base of restaurants straight away.
That's a really cool story. That's a really cool story. So you've sort of got, the inspiration from a real niche in, a lot of different courses, a lot of different types of food, and got a real niche in one particular area and set up a business based on that.
Exactly, and it's called more from chefing. It's you can have so many good different things, but the core of it always comes back to the quality of the original product.
Yeah.
And butter is used in everything, and butter is such a staple ingredient that really needs to be the qu highest of quality. So at
Yeah.
Ampersand, we are all about quality, and butter fits perfectly with that.
That's a good point. Good point. So you started about 10 years ago, you say.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you go back to, starting off, you've been in business for 10 years, which is a massive success in its own right. There are lots of stats out there where, whether it's 4% make it to 10 years or 80% that don't make it to the first 5 years. It's an accolade to get to 10 years. What do you think you've what are the biggest learnings that you've had since that beginning? What things have you sort of stood out that are real big learners?
So the biggest one I'd say taking from growing Ampersand is the importance of having a very skilled team.
Okay.
So you've got to have lots of skills within the team and really trust them. So a skilled tr team that you trust, and that they're most important, I think, that the team can challenge you and constructively criticize different things that you put forwards, because it's not always one person that does it. It's the team that creates everything.
Yeah, so a really, really good solid team with an environment that allows them to voice their views and things like that. What
Exactly.
else?
Yeah.
What else?
I guess from that as well is you importantly building relationships with them in that team, and the equal relationships with your within the partners and customers you sell to, because that's fundamental in the growth and success of a business.
Yeah, lots of good stuff there. So thinking about that sort of same period of time and going back to day one again, if you had the opportunity, to wind back the clock and go back 11 years or 10 and a half years, would you change anything? What would you do differently if you had the opportunity to start again?
That's a really interesting question. Because I think other than learning from mistakes and or celebrating targets that we've met and accolades and things, I don't spend much time thinking about what ifs and changing the past, because we've had to deal with like COVID, for example. We've had to deal with so many different spontaneous things that it's more about the here and the now rather than looking back about what you'd change. And I think it's really important to keep focused on the here and now and adapting for those kind of elements. Maybe bringing in a team and finding more skilled people later on, but that's quite hard to do when you're trying to knuckle down and get orders out the door anyway.
Yeah, so it's funny. It's been a common theme actually, where people have sort of said they looking back, they would have probably hired a bit quicker. But it's that taking the leap, isn't it? It's when you're in that sort of growth stage and having the confidence to be able to take that leap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You mentioned about being in here and now. It's a really good lesson for a lot of people because quite often history is a great teacher, isn't it? We can look back and we can learn from it. But if we live in the past, then quite often we're in sort of I wish it was this way, or always used to be this way. And if we live too much in the future, where we're dreaming and things, it's a really crucial thing to be present, working on the here and now, having a view to the future, but learning from the past. Is that something that you were taught, or is that something that you sort of learned through the process? How did you get that insight?
Yeah, good question. I'm not too sure. I think it's very much just focusing on what's going on around us. So yeah, maybe my days chefing for Ramsay was it was intense, and you're kind of dealing with what's in front of you, and the people around you that can help that initial job that's what's on around you. And then you come to the end of the day, and then you're thinking about the targets for the next day and how can you continuously improve. And I think it's really important to carry that on within the business team as well.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier about your sweet spot being sort of 6 p.m. through to 1 a.m., which is quite an unusual sort of time frame. Most people are sort of 9 to 5 or whatever, and there's kind of that culture out there that early birds get up at 5 o'clock and do a half marathon and do some yoga and things like that. If you look at that, how do you balance your personal time with those sort of those productive hours, with also the demands of running a business? How do you get that mix right, and how do you deal with it?
Yeah, that's interesting. So our business hours are 9 till 5, or 9:30 till 5:30, and then my kind of so I'm involved in the business and very much on it, but then my brain suddenly levels up on strategy after that. So balancing personal time and running a business is challenging. I think yeah, the mentality of those long 17-hour shifts for Ramsay were tough, but they kind of maybe realized that you can have a very good work ethic and put your head down and grind throughout the day and also keep your brain on switching throughout the night. I think building great teams at home as well as at Ampersand has really helped me ensuring all demands have been met. So we've got an amazing partner and family, and like both of them have really helped us early days in the business. They have now since helped implement boundaries where I can have moments to spend at time with them, as well as continue working. But I've also been engaged for just over this will be our second year I've been engaged, so we need to allocate some time to planning the wedding as well. But that's in business has always come first, not unfortunately, but it is a hard scales to balance up.
Yeah, it's not. It's I don't like necessarily the phrase sort of work-life balance, because as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, it doesn't quite work like that, does it? It's part of you. It's part of your ecosystem. It becomes part of your DNA, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
quite. It's
And very
interesting.
much.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, and has been with my family and parents have been making butter. Partner and I have been up till 3 a.m. in COVID times making butter, getting orders out the door. And yeah, we've been through it, and we're all integral to the business. So it's not a balancing act. It's a priorities and what comes first act now kind of thing.
It's so important to enjoy what you do in that respect, isn't it, then? So it's interesting you mentioned about a great team at home, because that's a really good way of looking. I've never really sort of looked at it that in that perspective. It's a nice viewpoint. In terms of teamwork around the business and getting, you know, the right people in the business that align to you, your cultures and things, what do you look for and how do you sort of foster that productive working environment with the team?
So we really look for quality and innovation. So
Okay.
Ampersand is literally all about being a very premium product. We're all about that very high quality. So all our team really need to be very eyes on quality and careful and have a very caring act in what we handcraft as well. The environment's proactive, creative, and everyone's committed to the mission of Ampersand of creating that quality butter.
So there's quite a lot in terms of the sort of mission, the quality standard, the culture side of the business.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. How big's the team?
So a team of four in production, a driver, finance, and general manager, and a logistics and production manager. So
A good
just
size.
under 10 at the minute.
And plans. So in terms of the next 5 years, what's your projection? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to take the business over the next five?
So next 5 years, we envision Ampersand to be the leading player in premium food. In the premium food industry, so not only for exceptional butter, but for our commitment to kind of quality and sourcing people and sustainability. So not just butter, we might look at other things as well, but
Okay.
being a brand that's recognised for being the best quality.
Very good. So having a really good solid product, something that you know people will want to buy is a really important part of a business. Knowing how to bring on a really strong team and you know high performing teamwork, cultural fit and things is another really, really important part of it. What about financial management? What advice would you give to business owners or new business owners in particular regarding around how to manage their finances and what they should be doing?
No, exactly. It is the backbone of a successful business. I think advice would be invest in understanding your cash flow. Keep a keen I think I've really thoroughly kept a keen eye on expenses and planning short term and long term financial goals.
Yeah.
So I invested everything I had to kind of get Ampersand going. But then quickly realized one of the first people I'd need is a bookkeeper, and so kind of to create a solid financial foundation so that we could continue to grow the business sustainably, so to shorten that cash flow time, and create a bit better working business on the financial side.
Okay. And one more question, which is a question I always finish with, which is probably the one that I've missed and not asked. So, is there a question that I haven't asked you that you think I should have asked you at this stage?
No, not off the top of my head. No, you're the interviewer.
No, very, very good. It's a really inspiring story, you know, sort of going through your background with Gordon Ramsay and then spotting an opportunity around the, you know, the product, the niche product. And yeah, it's a good point. It's a really, really great, valid point where actually it's the bread and butter of most sort of cooking and things like that. So it's a really, really important ingredient in a lot of recipes and things. So I think, you know, sort of finding a niche, finding a product that's really got legs to be able to go to market, getting a great team around you and having control of your finances is a great way to go into business. So really appreciate you taking the time to share that with us. Where will our listeners be able to go if they wanted to find out a bit more about yourself, Ampersand, and the products you've got?
So more about us, go to ampersanddairy.com. You can order for direct delivery to your home there, or we'll end up soon be updating a list of all the Michelin star restaurants you can head to enjoy our butter as well.
Fantastic. That's been really, really useful. Grant, thank you ever so much for your time. Pleasure talking with you. All the best.
Thank you very much. No, great to meet you. Thank you.